Living Redefined with Setshaba Qeba on SAFM.
All right, a new app is addressing sexual health issues amongst young South African females. It is the launch of a new app called FemTech Digital. We're joined by Asonele Godu, who is the CEO and founder of FemConnect. Asonele, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Setshaba. Thanks for having me.
All right. Tell us a little bit about FemConnect. It's a digital platform. What essentially made it come about?
So basically, we've been working around the concept of developing this app called FemConnect because we wanted to address three main issues. And the first issue being the issue of period poverty and girls not being able to find places where they can request help for sanitary pads and so forth if they are not linked to schools-based programs or NGO-based programs. Mm. The second part was about also creating a platform where women can be able to get the sanitary products and all these other things that they need to take care of their bodies and their reproductive health in a place where it's easily accessible and there's a lot of barriers in terms of getting access to the service or waiting in long queues for the whole day or having to travel to far off pharmacies to get your contraceptives or to speak to a family planning specialist. Mm. What we're trying to do is to say we can make this a community that operates digitally where we can save a lot of things such as travel costs, such as long waiting times, such as being able to get whatever you need at any given time delivered to your own home, because that's the direction everything is going these days.
Mm-hmm. I know you talk about period poverty, of course, being, you know, at the center of the reason you saw a need for an app of this nature. But I like that you expand onto other issues, you know, and the importance of shedding a light on other female wellness issues, you know, reproductive wellness, accessibility to information. Talk to us a little bit about this.
So the whole thinking was around you cannot separate period poverty from reproductive health because it should all be one thing. It's about wellness. It's about reproductive health. It's about sexual health. Mm. And what we've been accustomed to is that we've kept the topic of menstruation such as a very private topic that we do not bundle it with a whole lot of wellness things that it comes with. We cannot talk about feminine hygiene when we are not talking about our reproductive health. We cannot talk about educating young girls to saying, this is normal, you are not dirty when you're going into your period, forget the stigmas, this is just a normal occurrence that is happening in your body, without us having to address the fact that there are so many other girls that do not have the luxury of even getting that sanitary pad. Mm. So it was more of, there's so much issues and challenges that surrounds this problem, which we need to look at from a wellness perspective holistically and not just to fragment certain bits and pieces of it.
Mm. So when we look at FemConnect, the app, you know, unpack what it is essentially that one would be able to take out from it. If I download it, how will it assist me? How is it structured? And, you know, what ways am I able to utilize it?
So the three key things that you can do from the app now and also on our web platform is, number one, as a young girl, you can actually go online and say, hi, I'm Asonele. Mm. I'm from Khayelitsha. I need support with sanitary pads. We then get that information of a form that says to us, okay, X amount of girls have requested here. And what we also do is we're working with beneficiary organizations that are already doing the work in the communities. Because, you know, there's NGOs, there's community-based organizations, there's individuals that are already doing donations of sanitary pads. And we don't want to duplicate the work that they are doing. However, we want to support them by providing a technology platform where people can donate directly to these organizations. And the thinking around that was to create a sustainable supply, because you find that in schools, the girls get once-off donations, but your period comes every single month. So we needed to create a way where we know that there's a consistent supply of sanitary pads that can be distributed to these organizations or to the girls that contact us. The second part is that you get access to an online shop where you can purchase sanitary pads if you can afford to purchase sanitary pads. Mm-hmm. And what this does also, it allows you to give back or to adopt a girl or to play some kind of mentorship role to this young girl, because you are playing the big sister role. So there's the part where those who can purchase, but what we also FGM advocating for is to say, please don't forget that there's a girl that needs your assistance. So you can take this girl in and donate to her and so forth.
So,
the third component, yes.
Apologies,
the third and the last component, no, don't worry. The third and the last component would be the part where you can be able to communicate with us through WhatsApp, through a video call, or requesting a call from us if you would like to speak about anything related to your reproductive health. And futuristically, we would like to provide online family planning services through those channels where you can contact us directly and do your family planning online.
I love this. You know, it sounds like pretty much your one-stop shop for all things reproductive health, especially considering exactly. the very serious problem we have in South Africa when coming to period poverty. You know, and I understand you say that the platform allows you to purchase sanitary products, you know, for yourself if you want to, but to also donate. So there are no other stakeholders involved. If I, Sechaba, want to take on a mentorship role for a young lady who is in a rural community and cannot afford the pads, I would then obviously have to take on the financial responsibilities, from what I understand.
Correct. That's correct.
Sounds amazing.
And also what we're also trying to do is to kind of create some kind of sisterhood community where we know that even if you cannot speak to someone at home, there's someone that is out there that will be able to assist you or give you advice, whether it's on your growth or on your life or in your development. That we're trying to open that channel so that there's this communication and for us not to always privatize issue around menstruation and make them as if they're topics that we're not supposed to talk about.
All right. Asunile, thank you so much for joining us. I think maybe you can let us know, where do we download and what are the details? Is there a website where we can perhaps get more information?
Definitely. So our website, www.femiconnect, it's femiconnect.com. And our app is found on Google Play Store, and you can just type FemConnect, and all the information is there. And if you need to contact me directly or email me about specific things that you would like to find out about FemConnect, you can always reach me on asonele@femiconnect.com.
All right. Asunile Kotu is the CEO and founder of FemConnect, of course, a new app addressing sexual health issues amongst young South African females and how we can particularly get involved just in our personal capacity. And that takes us to 3 p.m., a close of the show. Big thanks for lending us your ear for the 2 hours. Aldrin Sampierre is up next with Beyond the Headline. Tabiso Musia is on sport. A big thanks to the team behind the scenes. Up next is Dineo Motaung with the latest news.